What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And one more story just came on in here, and this gets back to media stars who are sexual abusers. And this goes back to Bill O'Reilly. And apparently there were these six women that were paid a settlement for what supposedly happened between Bill O'Reilly and these women. But one of the women has now sued Fox News and Bill O'Reilly for defamation and breach of contract, basically because O'Reilly's statements on air discounting the truth of the allegations damaged her reputation and depicted her as a liar. And according to the final settlement agreement, nobody was supposed to talk about this stuff. So, Bill. Now, getting on back to the world of computers. As you know, Kaspersky is one of the premier computer security software packages in the world. And not too long ago, underneath this idea of Russia spying on everybody, the U.S. government banned the use of Kaspersky products on all government computer systems, which I don't agree with. Kaspersky responded by saying they would allow their source code to be inspected. That's proprietary trade secrets right there. But they were willing to let the code get looked at to satisfy everybody that, in point of fact, there are no Russian backdoors in there. And now, of course, we know that a lot of these hacking allegations were actually an inside leak. Well, now Great Britain has gone down the same path. Their National Cybersecurity Center has banned the use of Kaspersky products from government departments and revealed it's trying to prevent the transfer of UK data to the Russian state through Kaspersky Labs software. Well, I understand wanting to secure your data, but frankly, I'd be much more worried about all the CIA, NSA backdoors built into the hardware, not to mention Israel, which has the highest per capita of hackers in the world. Speaking of the NSA, they've had another embarrassing situation where secure information was left on an open Amazon cloud storage server. Didn't even have a password. Anybody who found it could download it. And these unprotected storage buckets have become a recurring theme in recent data leaks and exposures. Accenture, Verizon, and Viacom were all dinged by insecure data. Now, this file in particular, it's a virtual disk image containing over 100 gigabytes of data from an Army intelligence project codenamed Red Disk. And the disk image belongs to the U.S. Army's Intelligence and Security Command, known as INSCOM, which is a division of both the Army and the NSA. They overlap there. And so now that is out there in the dark web. So the storage server has now been secured, but that's like closing the barn door after the cows have escaped here. Now, PayPal has disclosed a data breach that may have compromised personally identifiable information for roughly 1.6 million customers at a payment processing company PayPal acquired earlier this year. And I think at this point, given that these companies are unable or unwilling to protect our private data, it's time for us to refuse to give our private data to them or to the government, which is also notoriously lack with control of sensitive personal information. And let's see what we have here. Now, here's a little bit of good news. Apparently, there is a bill being introduced in Congress that would provide jail time for corporate executives who conceal these data breaches. Because one of the big stinks that we have seen over the last couple of years is we'll find out about the data breach months after it actually happened. And if your data has been breached at a company, you need to know now so you can freeze your credit or take whatever other steps are necessary to protect yourself. So I'm in agreement with that. All right, let's go ahead and take some phone calls now. We're going to start with Jennifer in Dallas. Aloha, Jennifer. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I want to talk about these hate crimes, these hoax hate crimes. Before I even listened to you on the radio, before I even took the red pill, right, I was watching the news in Dallas, Texas, which there's, you have to know about Dallas, there's several pockets of Dallas that have like really nice neighborhoods. So there's, you know, Highland Park, and there's really nice neighborhoods, right? Well, there's this Jewish guy that was having all these meetings, this Jewish, like, he's having lots of, like, church meetings at his house, right? And he's parking all the cars. He was parking all the cars over the whole neighborhood in this cul-de-sac, right? He was just filling it up with these cars. And so the people in the neighborhood were, like, kind of, they're like, going, well, this is kind of a burden on us, right? All these cars in our neighborhood. Well, all of a sudden, he was, that was one story where people complained he was, felt like he was being, like, was being, you know, was hate, whatever. Well, 2 days later, on another news story, someone wrote a swastika on his house. The same guy. I was like, I think he did that. I think I was, even back then, I was like going, I think he did that to himself, you know? But no one ever said that. So the next story on the news was, oh, a hate crime. Someone wrote a swastika on his house, and like all the neighbors were going like, well, we didn't do that, you know? We just kind of, we're kind of like mad about all the cars here in the neighborhood. We don't hate him, you know? And so, like, I mean, I'm pretty sure that was a total farce, you know, but it never came out that way, you know?
It may well be. I mean, there was a recent study that came on out and said a large percentage of these hate crimes are hoaxes. And it may be that some of the hate crimes are out there were hoaxes that have never been exposed. Because nothing will get you media attention faster than a claim that you're the victim of a hate crime. And they are being used for political purposes. There's no question about that. Now, in the case of this individual gentleman, I don't know what the zoning laws are down there in Texas. But I know around here, if you're going to hold religious services, you have to have some kind of a facility that's zoned for that kind of activity, whether it's an actual church or maybe you're using an empty retail vacancy at a local shopping mall, which actually there's a lot of that around here as well, where there's more than adequate parking outside for the cars to be. So I question this gentleman's judgment in trying to start a church in his home, knowing he had inadequate parking. So that being set aside, there have been very, very famous hoax crimes. There was that teacher out at Claremont College that painted swastikas on her own car. There was a student at Georgetown University where she claimed that she was a victim of anti-Semitic hate, but the security cameras had caught her painting the swastika on her own door. So these things do happen. There was a big famous one called the Tawana Brawley rape hoax. During the heyday of the 1990s rape hysteria, there was a major hoax up in Davis, California, that almost led to the passing of a males-only curfew before the hoax was revealed.
What's so weird is, like, whenever I saw this story, it was before I even, like, was, like, even thinking, like, this way. And I was like, well, that's so odd that, like, 2 days ago, these people are complaining about, you know, this, all this traffic. And then all of a sudden, there's a swastika on his front porch. I'm like, of course I assume he did it, you know, like.
Well, you have a healthy sense of skepticism, and that's what's needed to survive in these dark times.
Right. Thank you, Mike. I really appreciate your show, and like, I listen every day, and I love you and Claire. Thank you very much for everything you do.
Well, thank you very much for those kind words. We're going to do a shout out now for our Arner affiliates who are just now rejoining the network, and we're going to go back to the telephones. Sarah in Massachusetts, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha to you as well, Mike. By the way, I used to listen to you on KKCR back in the day because I myself lived in Hawaii, even though I'm on the East Coast now. Those are the good old days.
Well, that was with Mike Vandeveer. I was a guest on his show, and sadly, he's no longer with us, and we all miss him.
We do. He was wonderful. But KKCR lives on, and that's a great thing.
Yes.
Anyway, I'm My heart's still in Hawaii, and this news story caught my attention about the Honolulu Police Department sending out letters to medical marijuana patients, ordering them to surrender their firearms.
Yes. Yeah, that's really happening. Yeah, no, we covered it a while back, and it strikes me as just another excuse to start grabbing guns, because if you look at people who are smoking marijuana, they're not going to be likely to flip out and do something with their firearms. It's the meth heads that are going to be dangerous. But, of course, there's no legal meth, so they can't go around and send letters out to these registered users. But, again, people who smoke marijuana, they get mellow, they get peaceful, they write poetry, they play music. They don't have a tendency toward violence. In fact, they're less violent on a per capita basis than people who drink alcohol. And nobody's taking guns away from people who are drinking alcohol.
Well, I know the whole thing is so ludicrous. I don't know how they're going to get away with this.
Well, I hope there'll be a court challenge on the basis of the Second Amendment, because nobody can make a case that smoking marijuana makes you potentially more violent.
I know. Of all people to go after, I mean, it's just... They're so paranoid about marijuana in Hawaii anyway. They used to do those green harvests with helicopters, such a waste of resources, flying around looking for backyard plants. And meanwhile,
yes,
the meth epidemic just is, it's an epidemic.
Yeah, it is, and it really is. And our police seem more dedicated to getting on out there and writing these hugely expensive traffic fines than actually dealing with the problem. But I'm one of those people who thinks marijuana ought to be legalized completely, and it would certainly be a boost to Hawaii's agriculture economy, because long after the sugar has gone and the pineapple business is dwindling, up in those mountains on Maui, the plants are growing.
Well, I know. And can we not find something better to do with those fallow fields than allow the Monsanto in to do their experiments? I mean, they just don't seem to care.
No, it's all about the money, and Monsanto has enough money to buy politicians, and they've made Hawaii a testing ground for GMO plants on the theory that if there's a mistake and something nasty crawls out of those fields, that it's contained here in Hawaii and won't get back to the mainland. Of course, that is utterly ridiculous, because when the first humans arrived here in Hawaii, probably from the Marquesas, the island was already covered with all kinds of plant life that had simply flown in on the wind or on birds or drifted across the ocean on branches that had broken off on the coastlines of these other places. And so... Yeah, there's still a big fight going on about the GMO here in Hawaii, and most of the local Hawaiians do not want it here.
Yeah, I was quite active with the anti-GMO movement on Kauai, and it's kind of at a stalemate at the moment, I think. But here in Massachusetts, I was surprised that they passed the recreational use just a year ago. I myself did not partake, but I'm all for it being legalized. It's ridiculous
yes.
that it's not. It's a plant from God. Hello. so, well, anyway, this is my first time to call, but I listen regularly, and thank you. Nice to talk to you.
Well, thank you very much, and aloha nui.
Aloha nui.
All right, we're going to let you go here. And, of course, I don't indulge in the evil weed, because it is illegal. But if it were legalized, yeah. If you go back and you look, there's been a lot of research that shows that marijuana is actually far better for you than either tobacco or alcohol. And smoking marijuana stimulates brain cells to grow, which is why when Cheech Marin went on Jeopardy with one of the supposedly intellectual talking heads of the corporate media, he just rolled right over him with the depth of his amazing knowledge here. So anyway, off on that one. Let's get back to human-caused global warming, because it's out there and it's coming to get you. And it was announced a couple of days ago, Britain should start getting ready for the big freeze, because the Arctic blasts are expected to bring temperatures as low as minus 10 degrees centigrade across Great Britain. And because of all this propaganda about human-caused global warming, concern is already being expressed that cities and communities aren't as prepared for this winter as they should be, because they've been listening to all this stuff about how the world is warming, winters are going to be milder. Back in 2000, they said snowfalls are a thing of the past. Right now, it's snowing down in Tasmania, which wouldn't sound all that shocking, except that down there, it's their summer. Below the equator, it is summertime, not wintertime, and it's snowing in Tasmania. And apparently, they had reports of up to 40 centimeters of snow in the Central Highlands. Now, apparently, there's this lady, Susan Crockford, and she is a scientist. And interestingly enough, she doesn't deny climate change or even talk about it, but she does talk about polar bears. And in some of her recent reports, she's cleared up some misconceptions about polar bears that have been published in the corporate media and promoted by the global warming cultists, if you will. The polar bears are not drowning. They're not hovering on the edge of extinction. In fact, they have grown in numbers over the last few years to the point where they're considered a pest, and it is now legal to hunt them. But despite that, a paper published November 29th in the American Institute of Biological Sciences basically came on out and called Susan Crockford a denier. She's a denier. And they're using that word deliberately to try and equate those who doubt human-caused global warming to equate them with Holocaust deniers. That's why you're a denier. And it's a smear job. Because if you go back to the 1990s, when all of this human-caused global warming was really getting fanned on up, and you look at all the dire predictions and warnings and promises of catastrophe, none of them happened. None of them happened. And now the scientists are trying to backtrack and say, well, there was an error in our data, or we overestimated this or overestimated that, because that's better than saying we were lying to you, which is what was really going on. But that's how government keeps you under control. They present you with one after the other, after the other, after the other of impending disaster and doom. And then they'll offer to sell you a solution for a small increase in taxes and a small decrease in your personal liberties. So let's talk about vaccines, because it's that time of year. It's time for the flu vaccine. Get your flu vaccine. Apparently, according to this story, it was a YouTube video. The corporate media wants you to believe that all vaccines are 100% safe and effective, but apparently this last year, flu shot injuries have gone up 1,000%. That's a tenfold increase, an order of magnitude. Somebody says vaccines are totally harmless, then you have to ask them, why has the federal government paid out $3.7 billion for vaccine injuries if they're really safe? We have victims of the Gardasil vaccine speaking out. We had that report that came on out a couple of weeks ago about the way the flu vaccine is manufactured actually distorts it and turns it into a form that is a threat to chickens, not humans. So you get the shot with all the adjuvants in there, like the aluminum, and it doesn't really protect you from human flu. You're being vaccinated against chicken flu. And that's the real reason why the flu vaccines are not effective. And they've admitted to that as well. Now, this in turn has prompted a little bit of a backlash, not just from patients, but even within the industry and government itself. And when we come back from this next break, I will elucidate further. We'll be right back.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, as I teased before the break here, there is beginning to be a backlash over the issue of research fraud. And we're not talking about somebody made a mistake with a calculator. We're talking about deliberate, intentional fraud to create science to order for whoever gave you the grant to do the research. We saw a lot of this when Al Gore first came on out with human-caused global warming and said, we've got millions of dollars to give out to scientists who can prove human-caused global warming. And scientists, individual scientists, are just as corruptible as individual lawyers, individual politicians, individual clergy. And they said, yes, give me the grant money. I will prove humans are warming the earth. There's also been a major problem with fraudulent medical research. And it has come out recently that a lot of these so-called journals have had to retract large numbers of articles that supported this or that medical treatment because they detected fraud. So apparently over in Great Britain, they're considering a new law where scientists who are caught engaging in fraud in their research will go to jail. And I think it's a good idea. I think it's a very, very good idea because these people do this because they get away with it. Nothing bad happens. At the very worst, their article gets retracted. But if you're a full-time professional scientist, you've written dozens, if not hundreds, of articles. So one or two being taken back is no big deal. And you still have your grants and your grant money. Unless you acquired that fraudulently and star of the global warming movement, Michael Mann, faced some allegations about that as well. That's why we have a scientific method. Scientists understand up front that human beings are flawed, frailed entities. And individual scientists can get caught up with their ambition or with the desires of their funding body or just the desire to be famous and having discovered something amazing. And these biases and these pressures can lead to a loss of objectivity. So scientific method exists as a way of determining the truth outside human agency. You don't listen to somebody's opinion. And scientific method is why you do things or supposed to do things as double-blind studies. All of these are measures taken in recognition of the fact that due to the huge amounts of money that float around medical research and the products that these researchers will produce and endorse, the temptation is simply too great. And chief among the tenets of the scientific method is reproducibility. And that is, if one scientist mixes together some chemicals and he gets something wonderful and he publishes, other scientists should be able to take the same recipe, if you will, mix up the same chemicals, get the same result. And if they don't, there's a problem. Maybe it's a mistake on the part of the original author. Maybe it's a contamination that snuck on in. You have to check everything. But fraud is, in fact, rampant everywhere in our society these days, it seems like. But I'm in agreement with that suggested law in Great Britain that scientists who commit research fraud ought to go to jail. That'll tamp that down real, real quick here. Now, over in the Philippines, they're facing a major problem. They just launched a vaccine program against dengue fever, which is nasty stuff. I had a mild case of it myself a couple of years ago. But apparently, once the shots were already administered, 733,000 people, the pharmaceutical company Sanofi Pasteur admitted the clinical data showed Dengvaxia, which is the first licensed dengue vaccine, could make the disease worse in people who had not previously been infected with the virus. So it's not only not protecting these people against dengue fever, if they get it, it will be worse because of the vaccine. So another case of profit ahead of patients here. There was a story that came out in Natural Blaze about this woman who 10 years ago took her child to the doctors over strep throat and literally went through a situation where, you know, the nurse said, you got to get your kid up to date on the vaccines. And the mother said, no, I'm concerned about their safety and efficacy. And the nurse apparently walked back in with a loaded syringe with who knows what was in there and literally blocked the door and told the mother, you will not leave until your daughter is up to date on the vaccines. And the mother whips out her phone and says, you let us out or I'm calling the police right now. And then shortly thereafter, when she got out of there with her daughter, she was told that she was no longer allowed to come to that clinic. We'll be back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go back to the phones now, and we're going to start with Tom in Florida. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, good day to you, Michael. Yeah, Michael, what is on my mind is the Supreme Court just passed a decision 7-2 to help Donald Trump with the travel ban. And you got the leftist little midget, Ginsburg, and the other schmucker, Sotomayor, are willing toward it. And seven of them told him, forget it. And now Trump's went in again. And there you go, Michael. I mean, this is what we need, these kind of victories to straighten this country out, because look what's going on in Germany, Mike. Well, Merkel, berserkle. They're right yes. Now, she's losing power like crazy. And I'm going to tell you, I'd like, maybe you can answer this for me. Is Merkel, does she have any kids? And if she doesn't, why is she trying to rape Germany with all these Muslims? Because it seems like to me she's a Stasi East German who has no kids, but she wants to flood that place with a bunch of Muslims. What is the modus operandi with her? And Israel now with Michael Flynn.
It's not just Muslims. Germany's being flooded also with African migrants. It's not the particular class of migrants. It's just Merkel is supporting that open borders globalist policy. And apparently she's tangled up very much with the New World Order people, George Soros, It's just intent on telling the people of Germany, look, you don't get to decide who comes into your country and who doesn't anymore. It's up to us, and we think everybody should be allowed in. They have a right to enjoy the wonderful civilization that exists in Germany, which is so much better than the countries that they left. Forgetting, of course, that the culture in every nation is built by the people of that nation. And if the people in Africa, for example, wanted to have the same kind of architecture, engineering, and culture that the Germans, they would have built it long before now. And so what the New World Order is doing is they're going out to these countries that have very low standards of living and saying, we're going to let you come on into these places that have got clean water and indoor plumbing and proper sanitation and beautiful buildings, and you're just welcome to come on in and act like it's all yours now. And the German people have really had enough of it. I think the people of Sweden are not far behind.
Well, no, Michael, absolutely. The people of Sweden, though, the crime rate is off the chain over in Sweden. And the German people are finally waking up, and they're fed up with this Merkel. But Merkel, she was a Stasi East German. And my facts are right. I don't believe she has any children. So if she don't have no offspring, of course she's going to flood the place, because she don't even think about her own bloodline. So literally, she is going to try to destroy it. Like you say, that guy Soros needs to be arrested. I don't know why Interpol or somebody needs to get a hold of this guy and put him in prison. What he's done to mankind. The Europe, the United States, this guy definitely needs to be arrested. Okay? This is the biggest crime story of all time. Not Trump and the Russian dossier and all that. It's this guy, Soros. And you look at this guy Weinstein and this Wiener. They get away with murder. It's unbelievable. And then you got Flynn in trouble because he was talking to the Russians about Israel settlements. Is that what I'm hearing about the settlements of Israel? So they're making what's going on here?
It's a corrupted system. It's a corrupted system. And, Israel is pulling strings all over the world. Nobody ever talks about that. Soros is definitely interfering in the internal politics of many nations, and nobody calls him on that. They're just obsessed with this idea. We're going to prove that Russia exercised undue influence in the 2016 elections. And so far, after nearly a year, they've come up with zero. But the corporate media's job is to keep pushing this idea until the American people forget all about Israel's interference in our country, George Soros' interference in our country, and say, oh, wow, so many people are saying Trump is guilty. I guess it must be so.
Well, Michael, you're right. You know what? The biggest treason ever happened in this country, and I remember I told you on your show before, was when Caspar Weinberger told Ronald Reagan, let me take this guy Pollard out and shoot him on the front of the White House or the White House lawn. That was the biggest treason. How did that guy Pollard get out and he's back in Israel now? That's crime. That should be in the news all the time. And another thing, you're talking about this guy Moore. What about Bill Clinton when he has an illegitimate son? He don't even want to pay child support or take a DNA test. Can you imagine what that would do to the Democratic Party? They found out that Clinton does have an illegitimate black son. He did take a DNA and he just paid the kid no money because Hillary don't want him to pay the kid no money. He wants all the money for Chelsea. In the meantime, Bill Clinton's got five little grandkids running around.
Yep.
It's unbelievable. The media are such corrupted criminals, creatures, they're cretins. It's unbelievable to me. And then all the while you want to hear about Trump and Russia. What do they want us to do? Russia's got more ICBM than anybody in the world. What do you want to pick a fight with Russia for? Are you nuts? Are you serious?
Why
do you want to pick a fight with the Russians? That would be insanity. Not enough.
I think the real goal here is not necessarily an actual conflict with Russia and China, but to basically reestablish a Cold War in order to divide the world up, with the U.S. thinking that most of the nations will side with the U.S., although recent indications are more and more countries are pivoting toward Russia and China, and the U.S. could find itself very much isolated on our side of the planet during a new Cold War. But, of course, the danger with any Cold War is it could get hot at any moment. That certainly almost happened to the Cuban Missile Crisis.
That's right. Michael Warren, is Ruth Bader Ginsburg, I heard today, she's 86 years old. You got a woman 86 years old on the Supreme Court? What is that? That's insanity. She's almost 90 years old. And they got her on the Supreme Court. She looked like she got dementia. She's 4'1"?
Well, her being a woman is not an issue. Her height is not an issue. But I agree, mental competency is. She's hardly the only person that people are wondering if their brains are still working correctly. Nancy Pelosi, for one, Maxine Waters, they keep making these goofs during their speeches.
And
you kind of wonder, you know, are they missing a few marbles up there?
Right on. They're missing more than a couple of marbles, Michael, I can tell you. But, you know, it's just a great thing that Trump got this the 7-2 vote in the Supreme Court today for the travel ban. So let's see what else happens. He got the tax passed, the tax bill passed through there. Now let's see what he does with this DACA. He needs not to pass DACA because DACA does not need to pass. We don't need, they might be their dream, but it's America's nightmare. We do not need that. We need to deport all these people back out of here. We need to get the 3.5 million or 4 million out of California. That Jerry Brown should be arrested for what he's doing with the sanctuary cities, Michael. And, you know, there's no way that should be a sanctuary state. That's against federal laws. There's no way.
Well, again, from the Democrats' point of view, is they're trying to flood this country with illegal immigrants and refugees, because with our current election system where voter ID is not required, they're counting on these illegals and refugees to vote the Democrats into the control of Congress next year. And again, I wish Donald Trump's Commission on Election Integrity would be living up to its name. But so far, we're not hearing about anything coming from them. One other thought occurs to me, and that is if you are a pilot, you are required on a regular basis to recertify, to basically prove that you are still know how to fly a plane, that you're mentally capable of doing that. I think we ought to have the same thing for all our politicians. You know, every 6 months, they're evaluated to see if they are starting to suffer from dementia. And if they are, as some of them certainly seem to indicate, then it's time to give them a nice retirement.
Bye-bye, McCain. Bye-bye, Corker.
Yeah.
All you can say, Michael.
All right. Well, listen, Tom, we're going to let you go.
Thanks, sir. Have a great day.
And we're going to switch over to Sherry in Fredericksburg. Aloha, Sherry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, what's on my mind, Mike, is something you said about science, and you have to be careful. You made a good point on this. I had been thinking about something this week, that our ability to do what God can do is actually here in its infancy. And lasers in the future will heal. You can pray intercessory prayer heals, but you can also create lasers that heal and create quantum connectedness. In fact, I was reading this the other day. I thought, oh, I've got to weave this into artificial intelligence knowledge here. Entangled photons are now relatively easy to create by shining a laser with energetic short wavelength violet light into a nonlinear crystal. And this,
yes,
really, this Bell's theorem, that's T-H-E-O-R-E-M, Bell's theorem, he came up with a mathematical proof that our space-time reality is non-local. So we're getting into scary stuff that some people, you know, playfully called ET technology. I enjoy calling it that. But it's here, and it'll get more so now. But there's a major difference between what artificial intelligence can produce and what God can do. And you kind of pointed to it here. Artificial intelligence can do the same thing God can do, but it can also turn that technology against us, whereby God, you can trust. The soul force in the universe that Gandhi talks about, I believe, as an Episcopalian, is just a totally loving force. I don't believe in God being an evil, angry,
vengeful
thing.
Well, Sherry, let me cut in on you.
You
because,
can trust it.
I avoid discussions of religion for reasons we've already made clear. But you are absolutely correct that we need to be concerned about this idea of AI systems now being able to create new, better AI systems.
Yes.
And there's a very real possibility that we may be now engineering our successors here on Earth.
Well, the thing is, God can do it too. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm not really looking at it as a religious thing. I'm just looking at if God's going to bring it to the world, it has to have an efficacy. You know, it has to have a way of proving itself, or it wouldn't be able to manifest in the world, because this is a different level of existence. And if it's going to manifest in the world, it's going to have a worldly way to create it, and it's also going to have a godly way to create it. The, as I see it, it's not just religion, it's just that the universe is has this wonderful entanglement. It's the unique significance of quantum mechanics, entangled photons and all that stuff. It has
Yeah, there's some weird stuff in quantum mechanics.
So
okay, Sherry, I want to get away from talking about God.
But there are some amazing things out there.
And I mean, if you look at the natural world, which you think was all created by God, there's a lot of mistakes in it. You know, nipples on men, the duck-billed platypus. But we do need to be very, very careful about those things that we're bringing into the world. We've already seen how GMO was botched up and has become a potential crisis for the human race. We've seen how the greed of the vaccine makers has resulted in putting out vaccines that are causing more harm than good, like that dengue vaccine they just tested down there in the Philippines. And now all of a sudden they're saying it's going to make the disease worse. Now, we do need to be careful with this idea of AIs creating other AIs, because inevitably they're going to progress to the point where they're going to be beyond the ability of human beings to understand. And that's when it's going to become very, very risky.
Well, I think it will be understandable. I don't know how much they're going to want us to understand it. My big warning here is don't let them, like I said before, don't let them call it God, because this soul force is also in the universe, and it works differently. It works the same, but it's something you can trust. I'm just going to leave it with that. There is a soul force in the universe, according to Gandhi, and I tend to kind of lean that way. That's me personally. You don't have to lean that way. But just be careful if they start calling it God, because even though it can do some of the same things, maybe a laser can come in and heal something, it'll be very nice in the future. Cancer could be eradicated and everything. But
I think you don't have to worry about all of our technology to date can modify and change the material that's already here, convert certain chemicals into other chemicals, and so forth and so on. So far, no human technology has ever been able to create matter or energy out of thin air, or to transform one to, well, yes, we can convert energy to matter. Or matter to energy, that's what a nuclear bomb does. But the idea that we're building machines that would approach Godhead, no. Are we building machines that could eventually replace us as the dominant form of life on this planet? Absolutely. And it's a very real possibility. But again, in the desire for corporate profits, we're seeing corporations make very dangerous and reckless decisions. And I question this idea of having an AI able to create new and better AIs than itself. Because
it's
at some
rather
point you're
amazing.
Going to evolve to something where it is truly self-aware and sentient. And we're going to find ourselves looking into our computer screens, and there's going to be something looking back. And that is going to be a crisis for the human race, I think. Anyway, we're going to let you go here. I'm running out of time, and I only got a few more stories to get into. Getting on back to vaccines, we talked about this a little bit before, but it's worth mentioning again, especially in light of the dengue vaccine disaster down in the Philippines. There was a study conducted by Keele University and published in the Journal of Trace Elements in Medicine and Biology. And basically what they did is they found that the brains of autistic children have up to 10 times more aluminum in their brains than what is considered safe in adults. Now, the study notes that aluminum is crossing the blood-brain barrier and accumulating in cells involved in maintaining a constant internal environment, such as temperatures. Now, according to the Centers for Disease Control, aluminum is present in U.S. childhood vaccines that prevent hepatitis A, hepatitis B, diphtheria, tetanus, pertussis, the Tdap, hemophilus influenza type B, human papillomavirus, and pneumococcus infection. They're all carrying aluminum into your body, into your children's body. And the aluminum is added, according to the CDC, as an adjuvant which is to increase the body's immune response to the vaccine. And this study seems to undermine any claims that aluminum and vaccines are safe, because these children, there was no other possible source for them to get intravenous aluminum, which could then get into their brains. And so this does need to be looked at. But again, there's big money involved, and nobody wants to put out information that would yield to civil rights laws, civil lawsuits, or even worse. Now, another system that was touted as being good for the country and turned out not to work is the gun registration background check system. Because apparently somebody did an inspection and found out that some 4,000 guns were sold to people. Even though the background check said they were clear, they actually had criminal records, mental health issues. So now the feds are trying to get these 4,000 guns back. We'll be back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354, or visit MIG911.com.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working 2 jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, we all know that civil forfeiture is a major, major problem. And there is an interesting case, though, that just happened down in Wyoming. Musician Phil Paramovich drove in Wyoming without his seatbelt buckled. Now, a Click-It ticket in Wyoming usually runs about $25. In Phil's case, it cost him nearly $92,000 when the police just decided to confiscate everything because he was driving without a seatbelt. Horrible crime. I don't advise doing it, by the way. But apparently, a judge hearing the case said, yeah, this was a little bit of overkill, and he's handed the $92,000 back to the musicians. So that's a good thing. I remember when I was a kid, seatbelts weren't mandatory. In fact, my parents both engaged in a little auto racing, hill climb, rally, that kind of thing. And my father had seatbelts in his Triumph. And the social reaction around us was, oh, that just proves you're a reckless driver. Oh, you're a dangerous person. If you've got seatbelts, you must be a horribly reckless driver. And now, of course, it's completely different today. I mean, I can't get in a car. I feel uncomfortable if I don't have the belt on. Now, over in Atlanta, Fulton County, there was a little bit of an ugliness because apparently some activists were trying to provide the homeless with a Thanksgiving meal. And the police showed up and handed out tickets because the activists did not have a food distribution permit. Now, apparently, Fulton County does have a policy requiring organizers of such efforts to obtain a permit. But the problem is local authorities in the past have turned a blind eye to the ordinance. But according to the group, Food Not Bombs, that feed the homeless, last week that changed. And of all times, right before Thanksgiving, where you're supposed to give thanks and share. That really is the police state. I don't think you should need to have a food distribution license to simply give packaged food from the supermarket to the hungry and homeless. Now, for some reason, Democrats are calling for a ban on bulletproof glass in stores. They're claiming that it is offensive for stores to erect bulletproof glass to protect their workers. Who is it offensive to? The criminals? I don't really care about not offending criminals. I think if a store has the funds to put up bulletproof glass, that it's a good thing to do. Especially in places like Chicago and Baltimore. And speaking of Baltimore, you know that police officer who was shot with his own gun just days before he was going to testify against his fellow officers? The Baltimore Police Department first refused to allow the FBI to examine that case. Then when that became a stink, they turned around and said, yes, the FBI can investigate. But it looks like more dirty cops. Anyway, there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here, get something useful done with the rest of the day. Please stay tuned for John Stadmiller. He's got a very interesting guest for you. Please take what you learn here, share it with everyone that you know. We are the new media, but I need your help to do it. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.